Well, good evening. It's a bonus episode of Daily Comedy News. Netflix decided to mess up my evening by dropping a 40-minute special from Dave Chappelle. This is titled What's in a Name? It showed up on Netflix today. There was no prior announcement, I noticed. This is the speech Chappelle gave at the Duke Ellington School a few weeks back during a planned ceremony to rename the school's theater after him. From Variety, What's in a Name captures the speech where Chappelle announced the theater's new name. Chappelle mostly focused on describing his years attending Duke Ellington. However, roughly 30 minutes into the speech, he addresses the prior Q&A at the school and defends himself from the controversy by claiming those who objected to the closer weren't looking at the special's artistic nuance. Quoting Chappelle, all the kids were screaming and yelling. I remember I said to the kids, I go, well, okay, what do you guys think I did wrong? And a line formed. Those kids said everything about gender and this and that and the other, but they didn't say anything about art. This is my biggest gripe with this whole controversy with the closer, that you cannot report on an artist's work and remove artistic nuance from his words. It would be like if you were reading a newspaper and they say, man shot in the face by a 6-foot rabbit expected to survive. You'd be like, oh my God, and they never tell you it's a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Chappelle goes on to say that the Q&A heard him and claimed that the students' objections to his material were attacking his freedom of artistic expression. When I heard those talking points coming out of these children's faces, that really sincerely hurt me, because I know those kids didn't come up with those words. I've heard those words before. The more you say I can't say something, the more urgent it is for me to say it. It has nothing to do with what you're saying I can't say. It has everything to do with my right and my freedom of artistic expression. That is valuable to me. That is not severed from me. It's worth protecting for me, and it's worth protecting for everybody else who endeavors in our noble, noble professions. And these kids don't understand that they were instruments of oppression. And I don't get mad at them. They're kids. They're freshmen. They're not ready yet. They don't know. I'm sure we will see a lot of reaction to this. Now, behind the scenes here, I already recorded Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday to accommodate my schedule, so that's why I'm dropping the bonus episode tonight. The AV Club wrote, Netflix now just posting Dave Chappelle's random self-aggrandizing speeches, apparently. They added, we can't wait to see what random errata of Chappelle's life Netflix decides to promote as front page content next. Voicemails? Twitter drafts? Deleted Instagram stories? The possibilities are limitless. I'm scanning Twitter here. So far, the reaction are what you would think. People thinking that posting the speech is ridiculous and not reacting well to Chappelle's words. I haven't seen any comedians weigh in yet, and we'll keep an eye on that in the upcoming days. But that is your bonus episode of Daily Comedy News for this evening. Regular episode in the morning where I won't talk about this. See ya.